All right, well, I am full of spit and vinegar, as they say today. Wow, I have one message for you, which is really all I'm always supposed to have. That was my intention anyway, but my message today is above all, be kind. Above all, be kind. I had this insight this morning as I was sitting and writing that we really can't make change in our lives until there's kindness, and that kindness is towards ourselves. We can't really change how we feel, what we do, how we act, until we offer ourselves a boatload of kindness and patience for where we've been. So where do we even start with this? Well, I'll tell you that in my experience personally and professionally is that we are so hard on ourselves. And this is conditioned behavior, my friend. This isn't something that is innate in our being. In fact, the Dalai Lama in the 70s was asked about what he thought about self-hatred. He had no idea what this Westerner was asking. He had to have his interpreters explain it to him. Because in his culture, in the Tibetan culture, there was nothing in their culture that taught them how to abuse themselves and to be cruel. That was an eye-opener for me. Because my self-hatred and my negative self-talk and constant barraging myself is conditioned. It means it's something we have, it's a pattern we've accumulated over the years. So we have to start small with this, as I said a few weeks ago. Start small, stay steady, build from there. I'll continue to talk about it. But above all, let's be kind to ourselves. The best way to start, in my opinion, and I'm talking, and I write about this in my book, that I was the hardest subject on this. You know, hard-ass Brooklyn girl, this middle child, only girl between two boys, hockey players, right? I grew some pretty thick skin. And I was really hard on myself. And it took me a long time to soften. And when I softened around myself, I started to soften around others. And it feels so much better to be soft than to be hard. So I'm talking to you from my own personal experience here. And I learned these practices, as I'm going to talk about in the next few days, from my teacher, Scott McBride. And at first, I really resisted it. So if you're resisting it, welcome to the club. Welcome to the hard-ass club. But for today, I just want to remind you to be kind to yourself. So the first thing that we can do is put our hand on our heart. Seriously, if you're like, I'm not doing that, just give it a try. Just put your hand on your heart. Just give yourself that visceral feel of I care and I see you. That's all you need to do today. And I'm telling you, I resisted this as well. Put your hand on your heart. Can you do it right now? And take three breaths. Go ahead, do that with me. Just three of your own natural breaths. Okay. So maybe you felt just a drop, even the slightest drop of tension, of holding on to, right? Hand on heart. So today, as you move through your day, when you feel yourself start to tense around a situation, around something you've done or not done, it's all about you today. Put your hand on your heart and above all, be kind. We're going to continue to unpack this over the course of this week, so get ready, buckle up. Thank you for joining me. As always, I love you on this ride with me. I truly am having a ball, and I hope that you are gaining some insight around your own intelligence as well. Don't forget to engage. I love, love, love hearing from you. DM me on social media. Check out what I'm doing on the details. I've got a new program starting up in early September. Would love to have you on the ride as we unblock, unfold, unleash our full potential. And there is a lot of potential to unleash. Take care.